From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Demand for lumber products rose sharply during the pandemic and has remained high, and California timber operators say they're still trying to catch up with demand. People who stayed home during the pandemic took on home repairs they'd been putting off, and timber market analysts say they expect that demand will continue for a few months but may tail off as stay-at-home orders relax. In response to the ransomware attack on JBS, the world's largest meat processor, USDA is working with the White House, Homeland Security, JBS, and others, offering assistance to mitigate potential supply and price issues. USDA is encouraging several U.S. meat processors to accommodate additional capacity where possible, stressing the importance of keeping supply moving. USDA is asking food and ag companies to take necessary steps to protect their IT and supply chain infrastructure. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association led a letter with support of 37 state cattle organizations urging the House and Senate Ag Committee leaders to address critical areas of concern in the cattle and beef industry. Those areas include expanding beef processing capacity, strengthening the beef processing workforce, increased transparency by authorizing livestock mandatory reporting, reforming Product of USA labeling, and proper oversight of cattle market players. This comes as cattle producers across the country express mounting frustration at the persistent imbalance in the markets. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.